Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And today's message is about the children of the Most High, for us to remember our identity in Yeshua and who we are and what He wants us to accomplish. And we're going to read this devotional, and then we're going to do a teaching about it. It says, starting off with the scripture in Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts." Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. "A servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him." John 13, verse 16. "If a child cannot be greater than his creator, then how can anyone who is lesser do as Yeshua proclaimed? The works that I do, he will do also. And the greater works than this he will do." John 14, verse 12. "It is possible for greater works to be done by the created one, the child, is it?" Question mark. Yeshua revealed the secret to doing just that. "I am in the Father, and the Father in me." John 14, 11. In other words, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does, is like manner. "For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so you may marvel." John 5, verse 19 to 20. How do you do greater works? Step 1, receive him and become a child of the Most High. That's John 1, verse 12. Step 2. Believe that you are in the Father and the Father is in you. John 14, verse 11. Step 3, do nothing in your own strength. John 5, 19. And step 4, do only what you see the Father as portrayed through lifestyle of Yeshua doing. John 5, 19. And step 5, live like it is no longer your life, but Messiah's life in you. Galatians 2, verse 20. Even with these 5 steps, you will never be greater than the vision you hold in your heart. "For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Proverbs 23, verse 7. Fortunately, as a child of the Most High, he has planted his vision in your heart, and you can discover it if you are willing to search it out. Ask, seek, knock. Luke 11, verse 9. "For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does." John 5:20. "Moreover, as you submit your will to his," in other words, delight yourself in Yahweh, "he guarantees you the desires and secret petitions of your heart." Psalm 37, verse 4. You see, he planted his vision in your heart, and therefore greater works are possible because it is his power being expressed through you, not your own. As children of the Most High, you are his house, the place where he releases his wisdom and understanding within his temple in your conscience. Hebrews 3, verse 6. And you are being continually shaped and formed to fulfill the Master's plan. As his vision for you expands, your house must mature to continue the increase. There is, however, no need to strive, because unless Yahweh builds the house and labor in vain, who builds it? Psalms 127, verse 1. In other words, who submitted child can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. Greater works result from his Spirit producing a supernatural transformation in you. You no longer live, instead he lives in you. You decrease and he increases. His increase then manifests a vision in you. far greater than anything you can imagine. He will do exceedingly abundantly above all things that you could ask or think. Ephesians 3, verse 20. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Proverbs 24, verses 3 to 4. So this whole devotional today is about an identity in Yahshua. Our identity in him and what happens when he came for us and redeemed us and gave us that redemption. And we look at this and we look at the idea of the broken cisterns. As it gives us in scripture, it says in Jeremiah 2:13, for my people have committed two great evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to who for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 2 says, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. 1 John 2:17 says, the word and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of Yahweh lives forever. The will of Yahweh, his commandments, his guidelines and instructions. And now we're not going to live forever in our physical bodies, but we're going to have new bodies. It says that we're going to have inherited a wonderful, the investment that we made in our heavenly throne. It talks about living forever and not dying. And we have that opportunity. And then in John, it goes ahead and said in 4:13, Yeshua answered and said, whoever drinks of this water shall never thirst again. Are you ready to accept your true identity in Yeshua and drink that water? Or are you going to store up all your water in a broken cistern? I tell you, Yeshua gives us a cistern that will not break and will always hold that water. But we must understand. Our identity is found and needs to be found in the transformed renewing of our mind and everything. And our life, we'd be willing to give it up and be new again in Yeshua. See, in the past, our identity is not found in Yeshua. And we were lost. We were in darkness. But then we got that light, the Bible. And it added a light to everything. It says in Ecclesiastes 4:8, this is the case of a man who is all alone, without a child or a brother, yet who walks hard to gain as much wealth as he can. But then he asks himself, who am I working for? What am I giving up so much pleasure now? Why am I giving up so much pleasure now? It is so meaningless and this depressing to live the life not in Yahshua. It says Ecclesiastes 1:8, all things are wearisome, more than one can describe. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear content with hearing. 1 John 2:16 says, for all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride of life is not from the Father, but from the world. And Romans 6:21, therefore, what benefit were you than driving from the things which you are now ashamed, or devouring in the things you are now ashamed, for the outcome of those things is death. That was the former self. That's who we were in the past, our former self. But our new self, it's changed. Now we have our identity in Yeshua. And it's only in him that we can quench our spiritual thirst and become new again. And it's so beautiful and wonderful. We must seek the glory of Yahweh and the comfort that Yeshua brings along with us. We're thirsty. We're looking. We're searching. And many of you think you are there, but you are still thirsty. Many of you are filling up your cisterns, but they are broken and not holding the water. We must come closer to him, and that's what suffering well is all about. It says in Isaiah 55, verses 1 and 2, come all who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you have who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of its fare. See, our ways have to become his ways. Our thoughts have to become his thoughts. It says in John 7:37-38, on the last and most important day of the festival, Yeshua stood up and cried out, if anyone is thirsty, he should come to me and drink. The one who believes in me, as the scripture has said, will have streams of living water flowing deep from within. Now, here's the thing. It says, believe in me, as the scriptures said. As the scriptures said. We need to read that holy word and to understand our identity in Yeshua. And then get that joy that comes. It says in John 10:10, the thief approaches with malicious intent, looking to steal, slaughter, and destroy. I came to give life with joy and abundance. How many of you have that joy and abundance? How many of you are accepting your identity in Yeshua today? If you are, there's no depression. If you are, there's no worry or fear and anxiety. There's just that joy. That joy knowing that, it says in Revelation 7:16-17, you will never go hungry again or thirst again. The sun will not beat down on them, nor burning heat, because the Lamb in the middle of the throne will be shepherd them and lead them to the springs of living water. And Yahweh will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And I tell you right now today that many people are choosing and came from a place of darkness. And the holy words of our scriptures are light for that narrow path that Yeshua guides us through, taking our step, every single step, and placing it in the right place. And showing our eyes the light through his holy scriptures and his holy word. But the scriptures say we have that choice. That choice is to identify our identity in him or to continue to be part of this world. That's the choice we have, and that's the choice we must make. But I give you this to let you know that it says, whoever loves Yahweh is known by Yahweh, 1 Corinthians 8:3. Before he formed us, he knew us. Before we were born and set apart, he appointed us. He appointed us, Jeremiah 5. Ephesians 1:4 says, for he chose us before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. His love is predestined us for adoption to sonship through Yeshua our Messiah in accordance with his pleasure and his will. Know the plans I have for you there for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. Today is the day you accepted your identity in Yeshua. And you had no more depression, worry, fear, or anxiety. And just joy to understand the joy that comes along with knowing him. And to remain faithful in your identity. To remain faithful in your identity. Proverbs 23:7 says, what you believe in your heart is how you'll be. As for he thinks the heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. Walk in joy. Walk in joy. I'm telling you that again. What you believe in your heart is also how you will be. For as he thinks, his heart so is. No depression, no anxiety, no fear of man. Joy, joy, joy. We have the greatest gift we can ever receive in Yeshua. And when we accept our identity in him and never forget that, it's beautiful. It says in the scriptures, renew your mind and examine yourself. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. The scriptures say, test everything. Test yourselves. Examine yourselves. 2 Corinthians 13:5. It says, the renewing of our minds so we would know what his perfect will is for us. And we would desire to follow it. Follow it. And never forget that. He'll hear you. He'll hear your prayers. Remember. Remember to write down. And write down scripture every day. Write down scripture every day and trust our Creator. It says, those who know your name, trust in you. For you are Yahweh and have never forsaken those who seek you. Psalms 9, verse 10. You are Yahweh and he is Yahweh, our Elohim. And he wants us to know who we are in Yeshua. That's where the confidence comes in. You understand? This is such an uplifting devotional today to understand the confidence for us to know who we are in Yeshua. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Some of you are lost. I'm telling you, if you have the Holy Spirit, you're going to have joy in your heart. If you continue to reject the Holy Spirit, you're rejecting his words, you're rejecting everything, and you're not receiving the full joy you could have. Galatians 3:26 says, for you are all children of Yahweh through faith in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And the determination of your faith is going to determine everything in your life. He tells us we have a choice. And I want you to all remember this, that have accepted Yeshua. Let it sink into your heart. You are no longer a slave, but Yahweh's child. And since you were his child, Yahweh has made you into a hire. Are you ready to accept accept your reward. John 15:11 says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and yet your joy may be complete. So technically we're a slave to Yahweh, but we're also his child. He's adopted us. He's adopted us. He's our father. How much joy knowing that, and peace and comfort. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh, how blessed we are. Ephesians 1:3 says, praise be to Yahweh, the father of Yeshua, our Messiah, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Yeshua. Every spiritual blessing in Yeshua. Thank you. Hallelujah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. From the house of Yahweh, we will bless you. Hallelujah. It's such a beautiful day. Such a beautiful day. This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. How great is it that the enemy tries to attack, but he can't get in? We're surrounded. We're protected. Yahweh puts us under his wing. Nothing can get to us. The news and the media tries to get to us through our mind and fear and break us down, opening up a door to the enemy. But Yahweh doesn't let us see that. Yahweh doesn't hear that. Yahweh lets us focus on his praise songs. Yahweh lets us see the good that he offers us. And the enemy tries to get through us physically through so many different things, but Yahweh puts that shield of protection around us. That shield of protection. And he just blesses us. Blessed. The righteous are the ones who are blessed because they're righteous. And it says, blessed is the one that comes in the name of Yahweh. You are alive in Yeshua. Ephesians 2 verse 4 and 5 says, but because of his great love for us, Yahweh, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Yeshua. Even when we were dead in our transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. The great gift we have that he's given every single one of us, the opportunity to overcome and persevere and all these different things. And let nothing separate us from the love of Yahweh. And that is in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. We are precious in his sight. Precious in his sight. Isaiah 43, verse 4. Remember. Remember the tree and remember the branch. You're connected. You understand Yahweh. Yahweh understands you. You're connected. Psalms 139:1 says, for the director of the music of David, a psalm. You have searched me, O Yahweh, and you know me, and you know when I sit and when I rise, and you perceive my thoughts far from afar. Remember, we're hired to a greater kingdom. A greater kingdom. It says in Romans 8:17, now if we are children, then we are hirers of Yahweh and the co-hirers with Yeshua. If indeed we share his sufferings in order that we may share in his glory. Glory, glory, glory. Set apart and holy to be an ambassador for Yeshua is what we need to desire to remember. We are children of the Most High. You understand? Children. Children of the Most High, adopted into the family. Yahweh's very own special possession. And for those of you that have children, you understand how valuable your child is. Well, that's how even more valuable we are to Yahweh, a wonderful creator. It says in all these things, 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, Yahweh's special possession, that you may declare in the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of Yahweh. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, people spend so much money on insurance policies. People spend so much time in all these different places to assure their happiness and their safety and their wealth and their future. The greatest insurance policy we have today is trusting in Yahweh and accepting Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in Exodus 19, verse 5, now if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you will be my treasured possession out of all the nations, for the whole earth is mine. How many of you today want to be his treasured possession? Obey and keep. Obey his voice and keep his commandments. Let him know that you hear him. Let him know that you're set apart for him. Remember, know nothing of the negativity. For you've been listening to this devotional long enough. You've been with me listening long enough. You know how beautiful you are as a beautiful child of a wonderful king. It says we are created in his image. Created in his image. A citizen of heaven with a new king. We don't have to worry about the manly stuff here. All the man-made traditions, the man-made politics and all that. We're citizens of heaven. Where Yahweh, Yeshua, lives. And we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. And he will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same power with which he will bring everything under his control. And it's just a matter of time before you accept and embrace your identity and stop rejecting who you are in him. And with accepting that, all the blessings and the true fruits of the Spirit. No, I'm not talking about the big house and the many cars. I'm talking about the peace and the joy in our hearts. The peace and the joy that comes in our hearts. To do our best. What a friend you have in Yeshua. All our troubles and sin to bear. What a friend we have in Yeshua. Knowing that he's always near. John 15:30 says, greater love has no one for us than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. And John 15:15 says, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master, his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. Hallelujah. We understand our identity. We understand that it comes from Yeshua. And we can owe all things through him who strengthens us, Philippians 4:13. If you do not believe that, let me ask you that right now. Do you believe you can do all things through Yahweh who strengthens you? It says all things, all things. If you doubt that, you doubt the creation of everything. If you doubt that you can do anything and everything through Yeshua, you are doubting the scriptures and you are doubting Genesis 1, that he created everything. For he can create the heavens and the earth. He splits open mountains. He makes seas split open. He moves mountains. He does it all. If he makes all that done, why can you not believe fully that we can do anything through him who strengthens us? It's our lack of faith that gets up in trouble often. Our lack of identity. And it's time we got this identity. We know who we were and know the kings to his kingdom and the keeping the commandments of our wonderful creator. Keeping us at joy. Understanding what it means to be fearfully and wonderfully made. And the redemption that came through Yeshua to let us experience all these great gifts. That Yahweh supplies all our needs. All our needs. We have no fear and no worry about anything. This is the day is made. We should rejoice and be glad in it as it says. You know, it says everything. It says, you know, when you accept Yeshua, your past is forgotten. He's looking at you now and moving on for the future. Set apart and holy. Set apart and holy. Set apart and holy. What are we set apart from? We're not only set apart from the world and the wicked world, we're set apart from our former selves and our wicked former self, which was part of the world. We have been set free, Ephesians 1:7 says. We have been set free because of what Yeshua has done for us. Through his blood, our sins have been forgiven. We have been set free because Yahweh's grace is so rich. It wasn't something we worked to do, but it's something we worked to keep. Do we get that and understand that? It wasn't something we worked to do, but it's something we worked to keep. That joy and that passion and to understand our identity through him. Romans 8:2 says, for in Yeshua, the law of the spirit of life has set you free from the death, the result of death that comes from the sin that we deserved. And through Yeshua, we have life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And understanding our identity in him, we understand that we are the light to this world. And all the glory we go to him. And we don't shut that light. We keep it on bright. You are complete in Yeshua. Colossians 2:10. You're complete in Yeshua. And use that power. Use it to not let any of you make you doubt your identity in him. Yahweh has made you more than a conqueror. Yahweh has made you victorious. Yahweh has given you joy. We must understand this. We must understand the righteousness of Yahweh. We must understand that the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit that Yahweh has put within us. We understand that through our identity through Him, He chose us before the creation of the world. We're His workmanship. It says when you get that Holy Spirit, you take on the mind of Yeshua. The mind of Yeshua who lives in you. He's continually working in you to conform you into the image of Yeshua. And that's what we must accept. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is Yahweh who works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure." To work in you to will and to do His good pleasure. So I want to ask you all right now, do you understand your identity in Yeshua? Do you understand who you truly are? Are you getting it? No doubt. No why me's and how comes. No, just praise Yahweh and thank you. Remember, the enemy will try to confuse you, but trust Yahweh. Trust Yahweh with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, because this goes way beyond the imagination of human thinking that somebody could love us so much and we could have an identity in Him. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. It says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Be in awe of Yahweh and His ways and turn away from evil. For the scriptures say there's a way of each man seems right but ends in death. But the scriptures say in Psalm 62:8, trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts for Him. For Yahweh is our refuge. Our refuge. He's everything. And He'll never leave you. Regardless of what you think, regardless of what you're going through, He'll never leave you. He's always there with you. And you have the power to do all things. All things. So I call on you right now as you're listening to this, just to take a moment to be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be exalted among the heathens, and I will be exalted in the earth. Psalms 46:10. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for your holy touch upon us and your holy people. Father Yahweh, thank you for blessing us more than we could ever seek, more than we could ever be blessed. Everybody, remember, every single day, no matter what you're going through, your identity in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Remember your identity in Him and let Him bless you and bless your paths. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful Creator. Oh, my hope is in Yeshua. Yes, yes. Put your hope, your faith, and your trust in Him. Your identity is in Him. Have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you all and suffer well. Suffer well. Shalom, shalom. You can see more at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Thank you.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
In this obsession with the things this world says make us happy, can't see the slaves we are. In all the searching, all the grasping, like we deserve much more than all these blessings.